Project Sapient is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in the law enforcement and military communities in conversations that we all know we need to have. All opinions you'll hear are our own, are protected by our First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy. Hi, man.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, first and foremost, our supporters, HavocJournal.com, JimJunkies.com, VectorShields.com, LiveBoston617.org, and our very favorite, WellnessForWarriors.live. We got something to talk about.
Yeah,
go for it.
All right. So, guys, here's a big big one from Wellness for Warriors. So we had them, previous episode?
Yeah,
one of the previous episodes, most recent, they came on, talked. I mean, it was a great conversation, great group of guys and gals, and the directors who run it, the two ladies, amazing individuals. And,
yes, they are.
And you know, after that episode, dude, I was that one of the directors, Megan, told me that six cops reached out to them.
Six police officers.
Yep.
And we're not going to get into details.
No, guys.
These ladies, they give from their heart.
Yes.
Right? They don't have to do what they're doing.
Ew.
This is a free resource.
Yes.
To the almost 1 million police officers and even soldiers.
Yes.
Like, anybody that needs help in any way, talk about shit, nutrition, working out, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Wellnessforwarriors.live.
Reach out to them. Reach out to them.
They're amazing human beings.
Yeah. And you know, they help and God knows it.
They helped me.
We all need the help.
Right. So, all right. Midweek roll call.
Midweek. All right.
Man, you kind of got up there.
I know.
Try that again.
Right,
try me here again.
Right. No, I can't.
Midweek.
It was just once. Okay. I can't do it twice because the second time would be the fluke.
By the way, you didn't mention my shirt.
That's right.
Pugitsu.
You don't
anything about me anymore.
We become stale.
Spice this shit up. No,
I know, right?
anyway.
Jiu-jitsu, I like it. The art of never losing. The art of never
Jiu-jitsu,
losing.
Jiu-jitsu, that's
I like
right.
That. I like that.
Amen to that. Pew, motherfucker.
All right.
What do we got here?
Troubled kid becomes elite police officer.
Love her.
Lawrence woman, first female to join emergency response team. And this was by the Eagle Tribune and written by Jill...
Here comes the butchery.
Well, wait.
It's fine.
Harmaniski.
All right. Sorry, Jill.
I'll just call you Ski. Jill Ski.
Savage. Let's talk about the officer.
All right, let's talk Come about on. The officer. Let's move on.
So what do we got here? Officer.
So this officer, so, you know, title says it right there. Troubled kid becomes elite police officer.
Oh, I accidentally cut it off on the top. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. The article gets into how she, as a kid, had terrible grades, on the verge of flunking out of Lawrence High School. And her best friend had died of leukemia, and she struggled daily with it.
Ugh.
And in her words, she said, I was a troubled kid. I didn't have much discipline. That was until she listened to
What? Who?
Listen to a state trooper.
Sorry, Ed. You know what? Quit the job. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes, you should become.
We took the camera off me. So
I became a state trooper to write traffic citations, and you should do the same. I mean, shit. Just kidding,
guys,
fellow troopers.
Guys, no, we know.
We're joking, all right?
We know it's a thin blue line. You guys are just doing it at like 65 on the highway.
Yes.
We get it.
It's all good. We love you.
We love
all.
You.
Yep.
We've done plenty of work together.
Yep. Just at ease.
Jesus.
So let's keep talking about this officer.
At the suggestion of her guidance counselor, Botero went to a Lawrence High presentation that featured a female trooper talking about her profession. And Botero saw how focused and centered the trooper was, and she caught a glimpse of her own future.
Yeah.
So today, and this article was dated actually pretty recently, February 22nd of 2021. So nice. Today, yep. She's 27 years old. She's a Lawrence police officer, and she recently made history by being the first female member of the department's emergency response team, a highly trained group of officers that handles the department's most dangerous and high-stress situations. How about
this is badass, man.
How about that?
What a badass this woman is.
You know, and if anyone knows her, I'd love to get her a shirt, send her a shirt.
Yeah.
Please reach out to us.
She's in our backyard, too.
She is in our backyard, so reach out to us, please.
Maybe we'll give me one of those shirts. I'll go drop it off to the department probably tonight.
Oh, okay.
Or tomorrow morning or tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll get one to you.
Yeah.
Sister.
And we know how the rest of you police officers are. You're savages. We'll throw you a couple of more shirts in there so you don't steal it from her. But she kicks your ass.
Fucking seagulls. Yeah, exactly. Never. That's why you never leave any equipment at roll call because it will disappear. Well, or.
Yeah, but you're the fucking, you're just as guilty, dude. We were sitting here trying to find fucking pens earlier and Iman's like, I don't know where your pens are. He's got eight of them in his bag. I can see them. Right fucking there. So.
Hey.
I only wanted to do that on camera.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me about more about Officer Botero. Is it Botero?
Yeah, Botero.
Botero. I'm sorry, officer. Yeah.
So I may have butchered that last name too, so forgive me. So Police Chief Roy Vask has said he believes the department must be representative of the community it serves. Huh.
No shit. What? Wait a minute. What was the story you were telling me earlier? Politician.
Yes.
That came and got his ass whooped by somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not physically. Calm down, people. Not physically.
Maybe.
Well,
Deny. Yeah, yeah. So we had a politician that came in after this whole defunding movement and police reform and blah, 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 blah. And he came to our PD and to talk to officers on the day shift during roll call.
Yep.
And to give his point of view, blah, 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 blah,
kinda,
blah.
Kind of stand up of him. He wanted to come out. Or was it stand up or was it like checking his box?
I think it was more checking his box.
No shit.
Yeah. But but you know what? I think he was the only politician that actually came to a police department to actually discuss this whole police reform idea that the legislators had.
Okay.
And have. But so... I wasn't there at roll call, so let me preface this with that. But this, yep. I heard what occurred. There were a couple police officers in there at roll call in the front desk or the front of roll call.
Yep.
And they were listening to him. And these two officers are we'll call them persons of color, right? So,
okay.
So
we don't want to offend anybody.
No, they were. I think again, I wasn't there exactly, so I don't know the names.
Oh, so you're assuming? Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming. But one of the officers actually laid into this politician.
Oh, really?
By telling him how he grew up.
Oh.
Out of the streets of Dorchester, I believe he said.
No shit.
Yeah, like he
let's not give this kid up.
Yeah, yeah, no. So he grew up in a very, very rough part of town.
Yeah.
I believe his family also comes from a rough part of Southern America.
Okay, there's no joke in Southern America.
So he laid into this politician. Again, I don't know the exact words he said or whatever, but all I do know is he laid into him and kind of put him in his place, sort of.
Really?
Which, again, like, yes, the department must be a representative of the community it serves.
Well, here's the representative of the community, motherfucker. I got something to say.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good for that officer, man. Good for them.
So, as the female trooper did before, Botero now serves as an excellent role model for women working in law enforcement.
Yes, she
does. Particularly in areas of the emergency response team, which have been predominantly male-oriented for years. Bass says, which, you know, I'm on a SWAT team.
I used to be
on a SWAT team. Used to be. On a SWAT team, and
just gonna rub it in now.
And yeah, go, there you go,
jerk.
But in reality, I mean that area of law enforcement is physically demanding.
Yeah, yeah,
high stress.
Of course it is.
You know, literally, you are.
It takes your body to the next level.
I typically put any SWAT team, emergency response team, special response team, whatever you want to call yourself. They came in because regular police couldn't deal with it.
Right.
And that's how bad it was.
Right.
Or the situation.
So you have to go above and beyond.
Yep.
You have to be a little stronger.
Yep.
A little better.
Yep.
I'm not saying better and like, oh, I'm better than you, but you just have to have the better tech.
Sorry, I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll.
On me tonight, dude. Jesus. You want some metal while we're talking about this shit?
Rock on.
Go on. Let's focus on this officer, please.
So the team, 16 members, respond to a variety of situations, including drug investigations, hostage situations, suspects. So, you know, like any other SWAT team.
Sure.
So, you know, it takes a special person to do it, which is 100% true. And get this, right? This is how she starts her day. Botero, who is 5'2", starts each day with a 3-mile run.
Beast.
Several times a week, she lifts weights in the gym.
Beast.
She also trains in MMA.
Beast.
Known as Krav Maga.
Yes.
It is a form of self-defense developed by the Israeli Army.
Beast.
Popular with members of law enforcement agencies.
Yes.
So to qualify for the response team, for a SWAT team, whatever you want to call it, Botero had to excel in 4 years: physical fitness, pistol, rifle qual, and the obstacle course.
Yep.
And you're wearing your tech gear during that whole thing, and a professional interview. So not only do you get interviewed on the job to become a cop, you get interviewed again.
Into these specialized units, especially this, it's like a selection process, right?
It is.
I almost had to do one for a year.
Yeah.
Before I got onto mine. The way our dynamic was,
yeah,
it was weird the way it was. I'm not going to give up any intel, but ours was almost a year.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because you got to learn a lot while you're doing it, but there was no guarantee.
Yeah. Exactly. So she said it's very challenging.
Yeah.
These days, Botero's learning from a newer role model, Sergeant Robert McCod, her squad leader, on their emergency response team. She describes McCod as a very good guy who is very safe, well-rounded, and superior shooting skills. So that's great. Someone took her under her wings, basically. Under his wings, I mean. In addition to studying... do you want me just to say person?
Yes! Why are you assuming his gender?
Don't get me started.
Fucking A.
Don't get me started.
Keep going.
All right, Mr. Potato Head. Did it.
Hold on, let me change my lips out.
Yeah.
Go on.
In addition to studying for promotional exams and hopefully rising through the ranks, Botero said she hopes to become a squad leader on the team.
Yes.
Which is, wow. I mean,
good for her.
I mean, that's amazing. Here's the thing. She's got aspirations. She's got drive, right?
Beast.
She has a troubled past that she described.
Look at her eyes.
And you can, exactly.
She's got the look, dude.
Exactly.
She's got that. You know what I'm talking. And nine out of 10 people listening to this know it.
Yeah. Yep. No, she, those eyes tell you everything.
Fuck yeah.
You know, and she's capable. She is. And here's the thing. Again, I don't want to get too far off track, but somebody like that who has the qualifications gets on. Is far better than some of these frickin' fucks that try to get on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Who politically try to force themselves to get on the team.
No, they want the T-shirt.
The T-shirt,
they want the T-shirt. They want to go to the bar.
Yeah, they want to go to swag and go to the bar and whatever. But she proved herself.
She's not one of those.
She did it through her work, through her grit, through her determination, her will, and her resolve.
Absolutely, man.
So,
dude,
that's our attaboy.
Total badass.
Anyone who knows her, please reach out to us, projectsapien2020@gmail.com. I would love to send her a t-shirt. I'd send the entire team a t-shirt.
Why the fuck not?
How about that?
Right? One more time for our supporters, Havoc Journal, Gym Junkies, Vector Shields, Live Boston, Wellness for Warriors. Do not take that Wellness for Warriors for granted. Wellnessforwarriors.live. We love them. They will love you. They will take care of you. Talk to you guys.
Bye.